Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor, welcoming you out for a fantastic show today, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you. You want all that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity right now, not 30 or 40,000 years from now, like every financial advisor will tell you, but you want that prosperity right now, so you have that freedom to do what you want, to be with those that you love, and just have the life of your dreams. And so I'm excited to have you guys on. I'm excited to call you Ripplers because you're not just here to create comfort and convenience in your own life. You're here to create a difference in others' lives too, because as you prosper, you can bless more and more lives. So I'm excited to have you guys here. Thank you so much for sharing, binging, and all that other kind of stuff. Hey, we got to keep this movement going. We got to keep it going because from this show, I've heard so many examples of you guys creating more freedom, more cash flow than you guys have ever done in your lifetimes. And so I appreciate hearing those stories. Again, keep reaching out, keep sharing with me. You can always email me, chris@moneyripples.com for questions or even just cool experiences and such. So, all right. So today I want to bring on a special guest I have here is George Newberry. Now, George has probably now become, with him and his companies, he's probably like the number one guest of all time on the Chris Miles Money Show, because it seems like out of about every 80 episodes, we have him back. So, George is the owner of two companies. He has Debt Cleanse. We just had him on last year talking about that and really helping people get out from underneath the debt, especially with big collections and things of that nature. And now we've got him back again for the company that we've also interviewed him about two other times, which is American Homeowner Preservation. And this company especially is huge. Some of you guys, if you listen to my older shows, you even heard me advertise for them where, the whole purpose of what they do, they buy up great, buy up mortgages. They buy up mortgages that are delinquent. People are possibly at risk of losing their homes, but their whole focus is how to see if they can get people to stay in their homes or help them get out from under their homes so that they can walk away and have a better situation than when they started. And so, George, again, has been through the ups and downs, lefts and rights. He's had real estate to the multi-millions and back again, and just excited to have you back on, George.
Hey, Chris, I appreciate you having me back on. I'm flattered that I'm a competitive by nature. So I guess I'm in the lead for all your guests.
That's awesome. I'm kind of the same way. Whenever I hear that too, I had somebody else that was I've been a repeat guest on their show, and he had guy back on for a third time. I'd only been on twice. And he said, "This is the only one I've had back on for three." I'm like, dude, get me back on.
Back on, exactly.
I got to at least tie this guy,
There should be standing somewhere online. How many times have I been on Chris Miles' show? Let's see.
Yeah, this will be number four for you and your company.
Yeah, so that's cool. Awesome.
Yeah. Well, George, for those that haven't, because I know I have had a lot of new listeners come on lately. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So entrepreneur from a young age, I built up, dropped out of high school, got my GED at 16, and I was getting good grades, but I wanted to get out in the real world and really do stuff. And I started a record company. I raced bicycles. And eventually at 25, I found myself originating loans for a mortgage company. And that's from the age of 25. It's going back almost a long time, 28 years, that I'm working in real estate. And from there, that start, I grew a portfolio of 4,000 apartments across the country. And,
nice.
I found that, hard work and taking on the projects and the properties that other people didn't want, I found that those two ingredients really generated a lot of success. The challenge is that my last big purchase was 1,100 units, one property, one of the biggest apartment complexes in the country. And it got hit by an ice storm and triggered this extraordinary sequence of events in which I ended up losing everything. And I've been working for well over a decade on building this mini real estate empire, and I lost it all. And not only did I lose it all, I ended up $26 million in debt. And so that was 2004 was when the ice storm hit. And, you know, by 2006, I was penniless and I had to rebuild. And you know, I sorted through my mind to find, you know, what did I learn from this? And I learned a lot. You always learn a lot. You know, I found, and I think probably the same for others, that you learn a lot more from your failures than your successes. And one thing that I became really good at was negotiating debts that I couldn't afford. And I was able to, you know, it was $26 million in debt. I was able to resolve that at significant discounts. And then when 2008 came around, I thought, hey, maybe I can, you know, I'm seeing all, hearing about all these millions of families across the country who are faced with foreclosure and other financial challenges. I could use what I had learned to help them. And so that became my business. And I thought, hey, this is one thing that I'm really good at is how to resolve these debts. So I started, started AHP 2008. Originally we were a nonprofit, but we became a for-profit and we started buying loans. And we could buy these loans, especially back then, at massive discounts. So to give you an example, someone would owe $100,000 on a home that had dropped in value to $50,000. We could probably buy that mortgage for $20,000. So there was a lot of flexibility in that discount to give them a loan mod, which could reduce their payments significantly and forgive some of their delinquency, even cut their principal, and still make a good return by doing that. And if it, the home was already vacant or they didn't want to stay, we'd offer them cash to sign a deed in lieu, and then we'd resell the home. And again, we're into it for 20. Maybe we gave them $1,000. We're in it for 21. We sell it for 50. We net, you know, 40 or 45. You know, we were saying, hey, this is a pretty good business. And it grew and grew. And even those modified loans, you know, we someone owes 50, we drop the payment from 800 to 500. After they paid for 6 months or a year, they were much larger hedge funds that were willing to buy those loans at significant premiums because they become reforming loans. So we became kind of we'd buy these mortgages, we'd fix them up, and then we'd sell them. Kind of like people do with homes, except we were doing it with mortgages. And it really worked well, and it's continued. It's more than a decade into it. We're a decade. We're now, you know, 11 and a half years old. And we've grown significantly. We purchased and I guess rehabbed thousands and thousands of mortgages. And the good news is we've helped a lot of families out of trouble. And it's what's remarkable is that through all this, we've demonstrated that you can actually generate good financial returns while also doing the right thing.
Yeah. That's one thing got me too, because I was one of those families in 2008, right? Because I was at a point where I said, okay, you know, we tried to refinance and things weren't working. So of course the next option was, let's look at short selling, right? And the bank that owned my mortgage was a subsidiary of Lehman Brothers. So naturally, even when we had offers, they would reject them. And I was thinking, like, wow, I feel stuck. Like, we should have been able to sell this house already, get out from under it, and we can't. And eventually, they had to foreclose on us. In 2009, they finally just foreclosed, and we had to move out. I paid the guy $2,000 in rent to stay there for just two more weeks so we could find a place, and the rest is history, you know. And I would have loved if there was a company like AHP that would have been back then to say, hey, help us modify this or restructure this somehow, because it was just ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear you went through that, but you were not alone by any means. Millions and millions of families were foreclosed on during that era, and it was a tragedy, and it shouldn't have happened. But it happens. You look back in history, and every time, you know, there's these cycles, boom and bust, and you know, I think we're due for another one, and I'm hoping that you know, hoping families fare better than last time, and I guess most indicators are, or most predictions are, that it'd be not as severe as last time, but there will be a down cycle that's coming up at some point soon. And, you know, we're certainly a great deal more equipped this time to help out a lot more families on a massive scale.
That's exciting. Yeah, there was one good thing. I did have some recourse. I did get a $300 settlement check from fraud practices from the mortgage company. So
I remember
they
that.
So paid me back.
Yeah, that $300, that didn't go too far. That was the Justice Department. And not to say it was well-intended, but by the time they came to this settlement, people had these little token checks floating around, and it really didn't have much impact. You paid $2,000 for rent for 2 weeks, and then you got $300 and being kicked out of the home. And so it was, you know, those practices are back. Unfortunately, you know, the bank, you know, you think they learn bank and lenders, but by and large, you know, they're doing some kind of exotic loans today. And some of those, and not to say that you shouldn't be flexible to help people buy a home, but some of them become very aggressive. Mm-hmm. And also some of the robo-signing and the other practices that were exposed during that era, you know, on some scale, those have never completely gone away. And even though this Justice Department settlement and, you know, you got your $300 and all these other people got $300, I don't think it was enough for the banks and other lenders to change their ways in some respects.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah. So that's what's awesome. I mean, now the one thing I love about what you've done with your company. I mean, one, it has a great cause, right? Like, I think there's a big, you know, huge service. You know, we always talk about how dollars follow value on the show, right? Another thing that's kind of cool too, like you said, you've been around for now 11 and a half years. You've been through really a full cycle as we've already kind of hit the peak. You've been through the lows, you're going through the recession, you've come back out, you've been through the prosperous times, which for your business is even a little bit tougher to get the good deals. And you still knock it out of the park, especially because I know you report the Securities Exchange. I mean, you're reporting great returns on your portfolio, way bigger than what you pay the investors.
Yeah, it's you're right. I mean, you make a great comment. It's a lot tougher in an up market like today to buy loans at prices to generate those returns. So we have, you know, it's gotten tougher, but we've also we've built more relationships and it's less. 7-8 years ago, even more recently, we were still bidding on pools. Someone would bring us a pool where, you know, 20 other people were bidding on it and we were just bidding on it with everyone else.
Yeah.
And in today's market, that just doesn't work. To compete, you know, the winner may end up being the loser because the winner is the one that paid the most, which may end up, you know, biting them, you know, this market turns soon. So what we do is everything we're buying that right now is based on a relationship. Someone will call us. I'll give an example about in September, another servicer called us and said, "Hey, we have an urgent need for cash. There's these loans that we own in one of our securitizations. We got to sell them. And you got to close in 5 days. They only called us." And I said, of course I said yes, because I looked at the tape and it was an attractive deal. Price was good. And we closed it. And that was and that's an example of we want to be there. And just this is like real estate too, or really, I guess, any kind of opportunity. If you're there, predictable, if people can go to you and say, "Hey, I know this guy's going to come through and close on time and no haggle at the end or anything like that." That I found that, you know, when I was buying big apartment buildings and I find it today, if we're a reliable, predictable buyer, it really helps. At that point, people are looking for certainty of closing and predictability rather than worrying about getting their best price. So those are types of deals that we're getting. And, you know, now we're working on this big deal. It still doesn't come to fruition, but it's going to be about 2,000 loans to close by the end of the year from a multi-billion dollar hedge fund. And, you know, key things, got to close by the end of the year. And it's a lot of loans, and a lot of loans are kind of messy. They have issues, you know, they're behind obviously, but then they also, some of them are missing documents and other things. So the pricing will be attractive to compensate for those issues, but they're bringing us stuff that in reality, other people, same thing as like real estate, other people don't want these loans, so they can sell them to us at a favorable price and we can still generate good returns from them.
Yeah, that's incredible. And you got to have that inside information, that inside connections is what really is the key deal there. That's where you're not just competing at the same level. Now you've got this huge advantage.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, not, I guess you are right. It is a lot of relationship based, and that seems which makes it really tough to break into the business. Yeah. And you know, when we first broke in, it was like, okay, we made the decision that we want to buy mortgages, and you know, how do you do it? It was really tough. It was really tough to figure out. And I'll tell you a quick story about how we figured it out. I read an article on Mortgage Business Daily, and there was an article about this servicer. Someone was trying to buy a servicer, didn't work out, and that someone, their management team included the president of another servicer called Wilshire Servicing, which had just been purchased by Bank of America. And because this deal didn't go through, I figured, hey, this guy probably knows all the people that are selling loans, and that's the guy I want to know. And I reached out to him on LinkedIn, and I said, hey, you know, here's our website. We're trying to figure out how to buy loans. You know, can you help us? And he replied back. He said, hey, yeah, I can help you. Wire me $4,000 and fly to New York, and I'll spend the day with you and introduce you to all these loan sellers. And I was like, okay. It was a little bit odd. The response, in retrospect, it was it was probably the best $4,000 we ever spent. So I flew to New York. We met with Bank of America. We met with a bunch of hedge funds, Banco Popular. And you know, within a month, now we were, you know, kind of in the crowd, even though we really didn't know what we were doing, but we now knew these people, and they started selling us loans. You know, a month later, we bought like 10 loans, and a couple months later, like 50 loans from Banco Popular, and it just grew. And what was odd is this is, you know, early in the crisis, there were many more sellers than there were buyers. So people were, even the biggest banks, Citibank, FDIC, Banco Popular, multi-billion dollar hedge funds were selling to us. And we had just gotten started, but they were still selling to us. And it's funny, I now Citibank won't sell to us. And it's not because we're friendly with them, but now they want buyers who can do at least $100 million at a time. And I'm doing, you know, back then we were doing like $500,000 or $1 million at a time. So it's a, it's notable that, that's how, you know, I think an indicator of how the market has changed and how it'll go the other direction. You know, Citibank will probably sell to us, you know, in 6 months, a year, year and a half, once this market turns and there's less buyers. But right now, all the buyers for the big pools are multi-billion dollar hedge funds. And they, I think the big banks say, hey, it's easier just to make one big trade to these big funds. And then, and then the reality is now we go down a step and we buy from those hedge funds. But I'd like to go back up to buying directly from some of the big banks.
That's awesome. And before I forget, I want to mention everybody here. If you want to check out their website, it's www.fundingahp.com. That's F-U-N-D-I-N-G-A-H-P as in American Homeowners Preservation.com. So definitely check that out. Now, tell us really quickly, just kind of tell us the terms. Like if someone wants to invest, this is, I think, one of the most exciting things because this is something that really anybody can invest in. You don't have to be a credit investor. You don't have to have a lot of money. But you could definitely get some great, you know, stable monthly returns.
Absolutely. You know, one thing that we decided, we started crowdfunding in 2013. At that point, it was available to accredited investors only. So the wealthy could invest with us. And I, you know, we did it because it was all that was available, but I didn't really, I was thinking, thought it would be really nice if we could figure out a way for, you know, the people that we help, once they're helped, maybe they can invest and help, you know, the next family. And Regulation A Plus came, became available in, had to be 2015, late 2015. And as soon as it became available, we completed our application and filed it with the Securities Exchange Commission. They go through a pretty arduous qualification process, which took, in that case, took 9 months. And at the end of it, though, the big benefit is at the end of it, they once they say go, just about anybody can invest. You don't have to be accredited, so you can be accredited or non-accredited, and you can still invest. And then we said, okay, let's make this as accessible as possible to anyone. And how do you do that? We made the minimum investment $100. So you can invest with $100. And what I think is really fair because a lot of things in this country aren't fair. The rich, you know, if you're wealthy, you're able to get a better deal, a higher return on mm-hmm. your investments in many cases. But here, if you put in $100, $100,000, or $1 million, you get the exact same terms. The terms are good. Yeah. I mean, right now we're paying 10% to investors. We distribute monthly. If you need your money back, we have best efforts liquidity. So it's a really attractive, or we've tried to make it very attractive. But then we pay, everybody gets the same deal. And there's no side deals where someone says, hey, I'll bring you a whole bunch of money, but I need to get a little bit more. Everybody gets treated the same. And, you know, we have a bunch of investors, including some ex-homeowners who have come in with modest amounts of $100, $300, $500. But homeowners who we've helped out of foreclosure say, hey, I'm going to cobble together, you know, a few $100 or whatnot and put it in this fund to help other families. And I think that's just awesome that we can offer that ability. It just feels so right.
Yeah, I agree. I've had a lot of clients where, I mean, different situations where they want to do other types of investing. Maybe they want to do real estate investing, for example, but either they lack the credit or, you know, like I have one client where she just lacks the tax returns, you know, because she just got changed from a W-2 to a 1099 employee. And so she's like, I've got cash I've been sitting on. I was going to be using to buy properties, but now the banks won't lend to me because my employee status changed, even though I make double the money. And so I told her, I was like, well, I mean, yeah, you could wait to do that for 2 more years. Or, you know, hey, even if you had 24 grand, for example, I'm like 24 grand, getting that 10% per year paid monthly is $200 a month. That's stable cash flow that you can have coming in while you're waiting, you know? And That's the cool thing is that it doesn't matter if it's $100 or 100 million, you know, like it's you get the kind of stable returns there. And really for those that are worried about the recession, this is a great time. Yeah. Like that's when you find your deals is during a recession.
Yeah. We'll do better by far and away. You know, we'll thrive in a recession. I mean, we're really kind of staffing up and building out our infrastructure in order to have the greatest impact, when that happens.
Yeah. Well, George, I really appreciate you being on today. Like it's been a pleasure. And again, everybody check out the website. It's awesome. Easy to invest. If you want to look at doing that, it's www.fundingahp.com. Again, as a disclaimer, we're not giving any recommendations or blanket advice here, but definitely check them out. You know that you might, if you've been looking for something, this might be the thing you've been looking for. So anyways, check them out, fundingahp.com. So George, thanks so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you, Chris, for having me on.
Hey, it's been a pleasure. Everybody else, hope you have a wonderful and prosperous week. And we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.